Begin the current daf, Masech Tzivach Daf Yud Tes. Begin 6 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues a related discussion from the previous daf. We were discussing the different, as the Perek opened up, called Azvachim Shekiblu Daman, all the Karbanis, where if its service was done by someone who was possible through the Avaida, so that's going to be Mechalit, going to invalidate it. And one of them was, the last one that we mentioned was Mechus Begadim. If he's lacking his Kohana garments, Kohen Gadol has to have 8, Kohen Hadid has to have 4. So then we got into discussion regarding the requisite measurements and amounts of begadim, which are the 4 begadim. So including that is not to have too many or to have too few. On that, the Gemara continues in related discussion of Tanan Hasam. Learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin that says as follows. Kain shaloka be'etzboi. If a kain got a wound on his finger, so kair chaleg gemi b'mikdash, he could wrap around on his finger a reed during the time when he's doing the service, even on Shabbos. And the reason why he's allowed to do that, to wrap some type of a bandage of reed around it, is because it's disgraceful that it should be a visible wound as he's doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the chiddush, the novelty of this ruling is that even though this bandage of the reed will heal the wound, and anything that is medicinal is forbidden to be taken on Shabbos rabbinically as a decree, because one might come to then grind the herbs to make the medicine, and that's problematic because that's going to be teichin d'iraisa, a biblical violation of one lamed tes malachas, but that's only out of the Beis HaMikdash. But in the temple itself, they did not make a decree to make it forbidden because of rabbinic avishavos. So therefore, one is allowed to wrap it around. Avalei Medina, like we said, however, not outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there it's forbidden. Now, continues the Mishnah, v'im lohitzi mimenu dam, but if, let's say, his intention by wrapping around the reed around the wound was to actually extract the blood of the wound, then kamakan also then both out of the Beis HaMikdash and even in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be forbidden, because that's a chabura, a wound, and that's a biblical violation of the Melachas and Shabbos, so therefore that's forbidden. Now, on that Mishnah, Amr Yehuda Bereid Rechiya, he qualified. And he said, Lo yishanu elegemi. We only taught this permissibility of wrapping the bandage around the wound on his finger on Shabbos, only if it's a reed. Aval tziltzel katan. But if, let's say, it's a small band of garment, have a yitra begadim. So that would be problematic because of an extra garment. When you take a reed, so it's a growth, a vegetation, that's not a garment. But if you take a small strap of cloth, and you use that to wrap the wound, that's another garment on the body, and that's problematic. Like we said, you have to have, for a Kohen Edit, only 4, and not this band, which would be another garment, which would make it 5. Now, Rabbi Yechonam, he disagrees. He says, no, lo'amra yitu begadim. We only said the problem of having too many garments, el b'makam begadim, only in the place where garments are worn. Avashalei b'makam begadim, but in a place where garments are not usually worn, like on the finger, which is the case that we're describing, lo have a yitra. That's not a problem of having too many kohanic garments. That's not in the iser of yitra begadim, and therefore there's no problem. Now, that is the Gemara. Okay, so it's not yitra begadim, but typically mishum chatzitza. But it should be a different problem for a different reason, that of interposition between the kohen's hands and the element that he's doing the service with, which is forbidden because the pasuk requires, if a lokach hakohen, the kohen should take, which means to say what he's receiving should be in the hand of the kohen itself. So how could Rabbi Yechim be permitted because no problem but yitra begadim, but it's a chatzitza. It gets in the way between his hand and the vessel. Says the Gemara, either bismal, we could say it's talking about it's the finger on his left hand, which that's not the hand that's used for the service, has to be done with the kohen's right hand. Or inami, or also shalei b'makam avayda, we're talking about it's on the finger, not where the service is done, meaning on the top of the hand, not on the bottom part of the hand. The service, the vessel is held in the palm of his hand, not on the top of his hand. So those are two different approaches. Why wouldn't it be a problem about chatzitza? And also Rabbi Yechonon holds no problem about yitra begadim. But says the Gemara, Upliga de Rava, this teaching of Rabbi Yechonon, Rava disagrees with. Because the Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chizdi says, B'makim begadim, in the place of where the kohanic garments are, his torso, his legs, afilin nima achas chaytzatzis, then even one thread would be interposition. If there's a thread between his garment and his flesh, that's a chatzitza. Shalei b'makim begadim, in the place where the garments are not normally worn, like on the case we're describing about the finger on the hand, then he says, Shalish al Shalish Chaitzitzis. Then if it's 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths, then it would be Chaitzis, meaning, not Chaitzis, because there's nothing to interpose and there's no garments there. Rather, what it means to say is Yitra Begadim. There it would be a problem, but having another garment. The reason why we use a Lashon of Chaitzitzis is because since in the previous case, he said regarding the one thread where the garments are, he used the terminology of chatzitza, which is appropriate for that halacha. So therefore, here also, although he's talking about yitra begadim, he also used the terminology of chatzitza, but he means to say there would be a problem about yitra begadim. Pachis mikan einan chaytzitzes. But if it's less than three etzbois on three etzbois, then it's not going to be chaytzitz if it's not where garments are usually worn. So the Gemara explains. Ad Rabbi Yechanan vade pligi. This halacha of Rava most definitely agrees with Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan said, if it's shaloi b'makam gadim, like on the hand, if it were garments not usually worn, he said there's no problem but yitra b'gadim, which sounds like even if it's shalish al shalish, not like Rava. But on that continues the Gemara, that was Rabbi Yechanan. But we had two statements. We had Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Bechiya. So that is the Gemara, ad Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Bechiya mi lema d'pligi. Should we say that, however, Rava disagrees also with him? Because he had, Rabbi Yehuda had said, that a tzilzel cotton, a small band, would be a chatzitza, because it would be yitra begadim. Now Rav, however, says, no, when it's that small, if it's less than three etzbois and three etzbois, it's not chaitzis. So should we say that he's disagreeing with him also? And that says the Gemara, but for opposite ways. Rav says, it's sholosh etzbois, al sholosh etzbois, is chaitzis shalei b'makom gadim. B'yechanan, he's disagreeing with, because B'yechanan says, it's never a problem. However, should we say that he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, who says even less than that it's a problem? That says the Gemara, no. Shani tzilzel katan nechashav. A small band is different because it's distinct, it's made for beauty, and therefore it would be considered a baggage, a garment, to be problematic as zitu begadim, even less than shalosh hashalosh. But we could say that in general, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rava that a regular cloth, not something that's chashav, would be only a problem of zitu begadim if it's shalosh al shalosh. That's one version of the proceedings. However, there are those who say a different version of the Gemara that we just quoted. Amr Bihuda B'Rid B'Chia, again qualifying that Mishnah Mesechtes Eirvin, Loi Shanu El Gemi, here his words are the same in the second version too. We didn't learn the permissibility about wrapping his finger on his wound on Shabbos, El Gemi only if it's a reed. But if it's a small band, although we're saying the word chatzitza, as we said before, means Yitub Gadim, would be a problem about having an extra garment. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, he says, no, lo yamr chatzitza, and hear this, Rabbi Yechanan is different. We didn't say chatzitza is a problem, b'pachis mishalash al-shalash, if it's less than 3 by 3, el b'makam b'gadim. Only if it's a place where the garments are, then it would be a problem of even something small. Av shalay b'makam b'gadim, but if it's not where garments are usually worn, like on the finger, then shalash al-shalash chatzitza. And this is where the second version differs than the first version. He holds even shalei b'makom gadim. Rabbi Yechanan agrees it would be a problem, but not like Rabbi Yehuda said. Only if it's 3 by 3, then it would be chaitzes. But pachis mikain in chaitzes. But if less than that, like the case that Rabbi Yehuda had said about a small band, then it would not be chaitzes. So again, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chia, there's no difference in the two different versions, as we said, because although in the second version they used the word chatzitza, Rashi's opinion is that's just because of yitra begadim, where it's not possible to say chatzitza when it's shalei b'makom begadim and shalei b'makom avoda, because if it's even b'makom avoda, then everyone would agree it's even a thread that would be chaitzis. So rather, he's saying regarding it's considered yitra begadim. Now, and Rabbi Yechanan, however, is who is differentiating these two different versions, where in the second version he's saying, you're right, not like the first version who says there's no yitra begadim, shalei b'makom begadim. There is going to be a problem of yitra begadim, but it has to be shalosh al shalosh. That says the Gemara, v'hayne the Rava Amar Rav Chizda. Now, the second version of Rabbi Yechanan is like Rava Amar Rav Chizda, who also says the same idea. B'makim begadim, even a small thread is chaitzis. Shalei b'makim begadim is only when it's shalish shal shalish. However, says the Gemara, according to the second version, lema pligo, should we say that Rava disagrees, ad bihu debrid b'chia. Because as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechanan, although we're saying Rabbi Yechanan is the same as Rava, however, not exactly. Rabbi Yechanan, it's obvious to us that he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, because even a small belt, a small band, Rabbi Yechanan says is going to be kosher, because it's on that case that he's coming to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and saying that no, shalei b'makom gadim is the only problem if it's at least 3 by 3. Our question is regarding Rava, who was said in general, he wasn't said in this trilogy of machlokes. Do we say that he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and that is, do we say that Rava would hold that it's going to be kosher even a small band, if it's shalei b'makom gadim? Or would he say that, no, would he agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a small band would be pasul? To which the Gemara answers, as we said in the first version, shani tzilzel katan nechashav, no, a small band is different because it's distinct, it's for beautification purposes, and therefore, although generally he says that 3 by 3 is the minimum measurement, however, when it's something chashav, like a tzilzel katan, there he would agree that it's going to be pasul, Again, in that, we could say that he's not like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, it has to be 3x3, even until Sukkot and Eschashim would not be a problem with Yitim Begadim because it's less than 3x3. Now, the Gemara continues and asks, so, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he says that even a tzeltzel, a band, even though it's chashiv, is not going to be chatzitza, is not going to be yitu begadim. So the question then becomes, and we're saying he's the only one, we're saying Rabbi could say like Rabbi Yehuda, that would be a problem. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's in my area, so why is it that the Tana of the Mishnah, when it was coming to explain the halacha, it used a gemi, it said that he could wrap his finger with a reed, leshaminan, silsukot, and the Tana should have told us a bigger chiddush, and told us he could even wrap his finger with a small band, a small belt, which it's not going to be a problem but yitu begadim, because it's less than 3x3, and for sure we would know that a reed was not even a beggar in itself, for sure it could be used. But say the bigger chiddush, according to Rabbi Yechanan, of tzilsel katan. According to Rabbi Huda and Rabbi couldn't say that, because they hold that it would be a problem with yitbegadim. According to Rabbi Yechanan, should have said tzilsel katan. So the Gemara says, you're right, but milsa agav urchik hamashmalan. The reason why the Tana picked the case of a reed is because it wanted to tell us, incidentally, something else, the gemi masi, that a reed, it heals the wound. And that's part of the chiddush. And even so, it's going to be permitted. Why? Because although generally we can't do something that's therapeutic and medicinal on Shabbos, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they permitted there was no rabbinic Isser in the Beis HaMikdash. Because that's actually the whole purpose of that Masechta, when it's talking about the Isser of Shabbos, the whole primary reason why the Mishnah there actually described that halacha was because of the Shavuos, that generally it's Asur, and the Beis HaMikdash is permitted, because this Mishnah Masechta is Erevin, which that whole sugya is talking about the halachas of Shabbos, and that's why it's picked the case of Gemi. But yeah, regarding Yitu Begadim, it's not only by Gemi, but even by Tzilsel Katan, Rabbi Yechanan would hold that there'd be no problem but Yitu Begadim. Thing on this theme about Chatzitza, about interposition between the Kohen's garments and his flesh, Sabai Rava. And that came in because we were discussing regarding, we called Yitu Begadim Chatzitza, because both of them are having a garment on his flesh. One, we were talking about Mechusa Begadim, the Kohen garments, how many you have to have. But including that is also regarding his Kohen garments, is when there's something else on his body, besides considered Yitu Begadim, it could also become Mechatzitza. So on that, asked the Gemara Bayi Rava. Rava had the following question, which the Gemara has many questions on this halacha. Nichnasei loy ruach bebigdai. If ear entered the garment of the Kohen, and it pulled his garment off from his flesh, separating the garment from touching his flesh when he was doing the Avodah. Now, what's the halacha? What's the question? So he explains the Gemara. Al besari b'inan v'alaka, do we need, as the Pasuk says, that the garment should be on his flesh and we don't have it because now the wind is blowing it out? Maybe we say, no, that's a normal way of wearing it. That means on his flesh. It doesn't have to actually literally be touching. Another question. Kina ma'u shetachatz. What's the halacha regarding if a louse, if there's lice on his body, does that interpose between his flesh and the Kohen garments? So the Gemara explains, Mesa loy tibalach, there's no question if it's dead louse, tavadi chaitza. Of course there's going to be a chatzitza, because that's something something different from the person, and it's between him and his garments. Chayamai, but the question is, if it's live, what's the question? Mi amrina, do we say, kivin the us of Asla, since the louse come and go, so revisi. It's the normal way of growth. In other words, it's just like his flesh. It's part of a normal person's body that he has sometimes these elements on him. V'leichaitza, never, it's not going to be interposition. Oidemo, maybe no, kivin the kapar Allah, since it bothers him because he would really not want it to be on his flesh. So chaitza is going to be considered an interposition. Another question. Offer ma'u shayachotz. What's alocha? Does earth, if it's on his body, separate? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Offer vadechaitz. Earth, of course, is going to interpose. Ela rather, avak offer ma'u. If he has the dust of earth on him, which is something that's not even recognizable, something very thin on his body, what's the halacha? Would that be chatzitza not? Another question. Beis ha-shechi, the airspace of the armpit. For example, when generally a person puts his arms into his sleeves, which is wide so he can get his hands in, so generally the garment is not going to be touching the pit of the armpit. What's the halacha? Ma'o sheyachetz. Is that going to be considered a chatzitza because it's not touching the flesh directly on his body, as the Gemara explains. Al basar b'inan, do we say that we need to have that the sleeves should be pressed and touching the flesh? V'alekin, we don't have that over here because it's not going into the pit of the armpit. Do we say, no, there's a normal way of wearing clothing where to be able to maneuver your hands in, you need that give, and therefore the fact that it's not touching is not considered a problem. Another question. What's if the Kohen puts his hand into his bosom? He sticks his hand in where his shirt is, but underneath his shirt, between his chest and his garment. What's the question? So the Gemara says, Gufoy, do we say his body, meaning his hand, that's his body, Michayitz, does his body interpose between his body and his flesh? Eloy, or maybe not. Another question. Nima, a thread, which sounds like a thread that just came from somewhere else, Ma'osha Tachetz, what's halacha, is that a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, Nima Valichaitza, of course, a thread, it's something extrinsic. Of course it's chaitzes between him and his clothing. El Rav, the question was, Nima Middledelis. If we have a thread that's hanging from the garment where it's part of the garment, it's just pulled out a little bit. Ma, what's halacha? Do we say that that's not considered part of the garment anymore, and therefore there would be a chatzitza between him and his garment, or not? Another question. Boyimar Baravashi, Yotzes Sairoi. If let's say the hair of the kohen came out from his head, he has long hair in the back, going all the way down the bigdai, until it came between him and his ksainis, his shirt, between him and his flesh. Ma, what's halacha? In other words, if we say that his hand is not a chatzitza, what's halacha with his hair? As the Gemara explains, Sairi kagufa dami, do we say that his hair is like his body, and therefore it's not a problem? I love kagufa dami, do we say it's not like literally his body, it's something that's on his body, but when the hair is coming down, and then it's between him and his body, not where it grows, therefore maybe it would be considered a chatzitza. Another question, by Reb Zeira. Bzeri has tefillin mahu sheyichotzu. And according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is, unlike Tosis, who holds it's like the same question regarding chatzitza, Rashi at least initially learns that what's halacha is tefillin considered a problem about, like we used before, the word chatzitza, we meant yitzu begadim. Here also is wearing tefillin considered another garment. You're allowed to wear only four garments, and here he's wearing a fifth one, that of tefillin. So the Gemara explains the question. According to the one who says, which this is discussed both in the last parak in Erevin and in Menachas and Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, according to the one who says Laila loves man tefillin, who that tefillin is not a mitzvah at nighttime; it's only a daytime. So like to Boilach, for sure you're not going to have a question. Most definitely, then according to that opinion, tefillin would be considered a chatzitza, meaning yitu begadim. As the Gemara explains the reason, because kiven de leila chaitzi, since at nighttime for sure the tefillin would be yitu begadim, because at nighttime you can't say it's a mitzvah to consider it as part of the body of the wearer because of how dear the mitzvahs are, that it's like not an extra garment, but rather as part of his body, because at nighttime there's no mitzvah. So at nighttime it's a yitu begadim. So yem na mechaitzi, so for sure during the daytime it's going to be considered a problem about an extra garment, because if not, that would come out that the service of nighttime would be more stringent than that of the daytime, because that would come out that at nighttime it's a problem, and daytime it's not. And the problem is that actually the services of nighttime are more lenient than that of the daytime. So says the Gemara, Kiti Bayilach, the whole question would be, Laman Dama Laila's Man Tefillin. According to the one who holds that tefillin is both worn at day and at nighttime, my, what's the halacha? The Gemara explains, what's the question? Do we say mitzvah de gufi chayitz, that although it's a mitzvah of the body, but it's an extra garment, and it's a problem? Or lo chayitz, do we say it's not, because we consider it like as part of the body, because it's so dear to the body, and therefore it's not considered a problem, but yitzu begadim? Says the Gemara, Galgal Milsa, Umatl Kamid Rabami. So the matter of this question revolved until it came down to Rabami. And Amalehi, he said to them, Talmud Aruch Hu B'Yedeinu, it's an organized teaching in our hands. We know that tefillin chaitzetzes, that the tefillin is a problem about the yitu begadim. He's not allowed to wear it during the time of when he's wearing the begadim of the kahuna for the avoida, because that would be considered about wearing too many garments. On this, the Gemara asked Meisvev in the following brisa: Kahanim b'avadasim, when the Kahanim are doing their service, Ulevim b'duchanim, and when the Levim are on their platform singing the songs at the time when they would do the avoda, Visro b'mamadim, and the non Kahanim and non Levim, when they would be in their groupings, in their standings, which for every mishmer of Kahanim, they would have a certain maimed of the Jewish people in Yerushalayim, where they would come and they would stand in the Azara at the time of the Karban Tamid, because they were the agents of all the Jewish people to stand on the Karban, because the Pasuk says, Tishmur l'hakav li b'mayadoi, which means that there should be a Shmira on the Karban as it's being brought, as the Gemara says, at this time, which means the owners have to be there, the Tamid is from all the Jewish people, so they would send emissaries, there would be certain groups of Jewish people by every single mishmer. So when the Kahanim during the Avodah, the Levim b'dechanim, and Yisro b'mamadim, says the Braisa p'turin min atfilo min atfilin, they're exempt to daven then from putting on tefillin, as the Gemara says in Sirka Chafayim and Alf, ha'isig b'mitzvah, since they're involved in the mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. So I put them in the mitzvah, they're exempt from the mitzvah of davening and of wearing tefillin. But says the Gemara, my love, but isn't it that it's only that they're exempt? But if they would wear it, including the Kahanim, it would not be chatzitza, it would not be a problem, just they don't have to. But if they would, they could. So the Gemara Loi, im hinichan chaitzitza, says, no, if they would wear the tefillin, it would be a problem about even having extra garments. And that is the Gemara Iyachi, but if that's the case, then why does it say that they're peturim, they're exempt, asur mi bayle, say that they're forbidden, could be a problem, but yitru begadim, what the Gemara is calling chaitzitza, says. Says the Gemara, no, it couldn't say Asuras. Kivin deka levim b'Yisrael, it wasn't only talking about Kahanim, it's talking about levim b'Yisraelim, d'loy masnu le'asur, where there you can't say that they're forbidden, because there's nothing wrong if they would wear tefillin, because they don't have a problem about yitzur begadim. Shemach itan lebetrun, therefore to include them all together, it said exempt, which they're all exempt, but yes, the Kahanim actually would be asur, just can't say asur because levim b'Yisraelim. However, on this, the Gemara has a time in the Braisa that contradicts what we're saying. The Braisa says, "Im henichan, if they wear the tefillin, einan chayit." It says there's not going to be a problem by chatzitza. So the Gemara says, "Loi kasha." You're right; it's not a difficulty. And the Mefarshim explained that here, even Rashi reverts back to use the word chatzitza literally, that of an interposition, not of yita begadim. Ha the yad. Rabbi Amis Halacha was talking about the two tefillin that's worn on the arm and that on the head. Rabbi Amis is talking about the one worn on the arm, that is a problem about chatzitza because it's between his garment, because he has sleeves, and his flesh. So that's chatzitza. Ha the reish, the braisa that's saying it's not a chatzitza, as the Gemara is going to explain, is talking about the tefillin that's worn on the head. So the Gemara asks, but why? Maishna the yad, what's in between tefillin and shal yad? The Chassid of the Pasuk says, "Yikra yilbash abasari." The garments have to be worn on his flesh. Shal yidav achaitzes beinoy lebasari. That nothing should be in between his flesh and his garments. And the problem is, the tefillin shal yad will be in between. The reish nami, but the problem is on the head also. Chassid, it says the Pasuk in Shemayis, "V'samtam it's nevus al reishin." His hat has to be on his head, which means on his head, and not have the tefillin in between. So why is tefillin shal reish going to be okay? Says the Gemara, Tanu Lim, the Braisa, Sairai, the hero of the Kohen Gadol, Hayanira bein tzitz, was visible between the tzitz, which was the plate that was worn by the Kohen Gadol that said Kodesh Lashem on his forehead, limits nefes, between the area of his hat, which was higher up on his head. You were able to see the Kohen Gadol's here. As the Gemara continues on the base, Shasham Menichim Tfilin. That's where they would put on their tfilin, and therefore there was no chatzitza, because It wasn't in between any kind of garments and his head. So then why did the Tan have to teach us that if they im hanichan in a chatzitza, of course not chatzitza, it's not between him and the garment, and that Rashi says, not for the literal halach of chatzitza, but that of yitu begadim. To tell us that it's not considered a beged, it's considered, like we said, part of the body because of how dear it is, and therefore it's not considered an extra garment, and therefore tefillin shel reish is not a problem. Because, as we said, it's not a beged to be yitzur begadim, it's not a chatzitza, not between anything. Shel reish, shel yad, was a problem because that would be between his garment and his flesh. Now the Gemara continues with the next halacha of our Mishnah, that mechutzi kippurim, if the kayin who's doing the avodah is lacking atonement, he will be mechal the avodah, like receiving the blood of the carbon. Says the Gemara, Manola, where do we know that from? I'm Rav Huna, because I'm a Kra, the Pasuk says, v'yikra, v'chipur Allah ha-kayin v'taheru, regarding a woman that needs to bring a carbon. So the Pasuk says that the Kohen will atone for her and she will become Tahar. Now, Tahara, if it's saying that after she had immersed the day before and now this today she'd bring the carbon, that she's becoming pure, Mechlal she Tamei, and the inference is that up until now she was Tamei, even though she had immersed yesterday and already had sundown, but still, if you're lacking the atonement, only now when you get the carbon is your atonement, only then do you become Tahar. So therefore, if we find that Mechutzi Gipurim is called Tameh, now regarding Tameh, we said in the previous daf, it says V'yinazru, which means V'leichalu, regarding a Tameh. And therefore here, since Mechutzi Gipurim is called Tameh, therefore it's going to be considered, if he does Davaida, that's Mechal Davaida. Now, continues the Mishnah, V'shlei rochat zidayim reglayim. If he didn't wash his hands and his feet when they came to do Davaida, then if he does Davaida, is Mechal. So the Gemara, how do we know this? Asi chukah chukah mimechutzi begadim, we learn like Zer Shava, where, just like over there by Mechutzi Begadim that says chukah, if one does the avodah, as we said in the previous daf, it's going to be mechal. So to over here, if he doesn't wash his hands and his feet, that says chukah, if he does the avodah, it's going to be mechal. Now, continue on this halacha, about the obligation of the kohen to wash his hands and feet from the kir when he comes to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Tanan Baran Lina Braisa. Kohen Gadol, Shalei Tavol V'Shalei Kiddush, the high priest, who did not immerse himself in the mikvah and did not wash his hands and his feet, at what point? We're talking about Yom Kippurim. Bein Beged LeBeged, between the changing of his garments, and Ubein Avoid LeVoid, which is between the acts of service. So for example, the five different service acts of service that the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippurim, as the Gemara learns in Masechta Yumin, Aflam HaBeizim and Aleph, that he would change from when he would change from his gold garments to the white garments, meaning from a Shemayin Begadim to the four garments, and when he would change from his white garments back to the Big Day Zav, every time he changed, he needed to immerse himself in the mikvah and wash his hands and feet two times, once before the mikvah and once after, like the Gemara learns from Sukkim. So in that, the Brice is saying that if he did not immerse and he did not wash his hands and feet, and he did the Avodah, when he switched his clothing, avodasik sheir, still his acts of service are going to be valid. But says the Braisa, ve'echad kohen gadol ve'echad kohen hedyo, whether the high priest or a regular kohen, shlei kiddush yodah b'raglav shachar, so he did not wash his hands and feet in the morning, whether it's on Yom Kippur or any other regular day, but then he does the avodah, avodasik psulam, his service is going to be invalid, like we just taught a moment ago, which was the halacha of our Mishnah, shlei rochatz adam reglaim, like we learned the gezerishah v'chukah chukah from a chusah begadah. Now, on this Braisa, omeli ravasil Rabbi Yechon, he asked, mechti, let's see. Chamesh tefilis va'asari kiddushin. This halacha of the Kohen Gadol immersing himself 5 times and washing his hands and feet 10 times, one before and one after the, every tefillah, that halacha is deraisa, it's biblical. Like the pasuk says, v'rochat says besar b'mayim u'levesham, which the Gemara in Yuma learns out for all the halachas, how we know that it's biblical to have these 5 tefillahs and these 10 kiddushin. And moreover, v'chukik sibahu. It says at the end of the parasha by the Kohen Gadol's Avodim Kippur, it says v'hislem l'chukas oilam, should be an everlasting chok b'chedesh hashvi, on the 7th month, ba'asal chedesh, on the 10th of the month. So we know whenever it says chok, as we just said a moment ago by shlei rochatz adam reglaim, li'akvu, it should withhold the validity. So why is the Braisa saying if you don't do in the morning, pasal? The Kohen Gadol doesn't do his 10 kiddushin, it's going to be kosher. Why should be just as pasal as the halacha of shlei rochatz adam reglaim shachris? So Amalei, so responded to him, Amakra, the pasuk says ulaveshem. There in the context of where it requires his tefillas and his kiddush adam reglaim on Yom Kippurim, it says, and he'll wear them all the way at the end of that parsha. Now the pasuk is repeating the wearing of the kana garments 2 times to be ma'akev, like it says yilbash, and it says at the end yilbashem. And we know whoever by the halacha said it repeats it, it means it has to be done. Now, so that is why the pasuk reiterates the halacha of what's ma'akev only by the wearing of the garments to minimize the ikuv, the necessary requirements of this word chukah that it says in that parsha to tell us levisha ma'akevus, the wearing of the garments, that's going to be necessary. The end of Acher, but nothing else that's said over there in that pasuk is giving him akiv, including his tefillos and his kiddush adam reglaim. So the Gemara tells us that salvu panav. So the face of Rabasi lit up because of joy. He thought he heard a good answer for his question. But Amalei, Rabbi Yechon, who had told him the answer, said to him, vav a'ufta kasvilach. I wrote for you a letter vav on a block of wood, meaning it's a type of a letter that's not recognizable because you have all the different lines that are cut into a log of wood, which keep on separating, so you can't really tell a letter vav. Or another interpretation is that actually those rows in the log of wood are called vavin, which are similar to it. So in other words, not recognizable. What he means to say with that is that I didn't give you a good answer because you could still ask on my answer that ihachi, if that's the case, then the tzafranami, then even his washing of his hands and feet in the morning of Yom Kippurim should also not be ma'akiv because we said that all the washings of his hands and feet in Yom Kippurim are excluded from ulavesham. Only the wearing of his garments are ma'akiv. But all the other things mentioned there in that pasuk, including his washing hands and feet, are not ma'akiv. So then why does the Braisa tell us, but the one in the morning will be ma'akiv? He answers that question. He says, Amakra, the pasuk says in Shemais, v'hayisilahem chok oilam, where that is, this pasuk is said in the context of kiddush adam reglaim. The pasuk says, this should be for them an everlasting statute, lo'i ulazari l'deroisim, him, meaning Aaron the Kohen Gadol, and his children for their future generations. What that teaches us is, what's comparing him to his children? Dava ma'akiv bezaroi, something that's ma'akiv by his children by regular Kohen Hedjid, which is washing his hands and feet when he comes into the morning, which implies ba'ol kahanim. That, and as we taught before, we know that from chukah chukah from mechusa begadim, that's ma'akiv by. That is ma'akiv ba'aron Yom Kippurim, because it says chukah by it. Even though it's one of the 10 that's done, but that's ma'akiv, because just like Kohen Hedjid has to have the one in the morning. Davashay ma'akiv bezaroi, something that's not ma'akiv by his children, which they don't have these other kiddush adam reglaim that he does on Yom Kippurim, a ma'akev by, that's not ma'akev by him. So that's what's excluded from ulavesham. But the one in the morning, we learn from his children that is going to be ma'akev. Vinyas in the Amma Mahachi brings a different pasuk in Shemais, says, V'rachatsu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron uvanam, that Moshe and Aaron and the sons shall wash their hands from the kir. Again, dava ma'akev b'banav ma'akev by, something that's ma'akev, that's what we're comparing to his sons, something that's ma'akev by his sons is ma'akev by him, which is the one in the morning. Dava she'en ma'akev b'banav, ain't ma'akev by, whatever's not ma'akev by his sons is not ma'akev by him. So the Gemara asks, those two psukim, those two The limudim seem to be very similar. Rabbi Yonasan, my time, and the Chizkiah, what was wrong? Why didn't he say that the pasuk the Chizkiah had brought from Bahaislam Chakailim Loyal Zar Derisam? Amalach, he Rabbi Yonasan would tell you, Nahu Lederis with the that pasuk is not extra to make a hekesh. That pasuk is necessary to tell us that this chak of washing the hands before in the morning is going to be not just at this time in the Mishkan, but for all future generations, and that's what the pasuk said for, like it says, Lederisam. Now, Ve'idach, but Chizkiah, my time alone, why didn't he say from the pasuk of Rabbi Yonasan? Says the Gemara, no, mibayile likud Rabbi Yisrael b'chanina. He says that pasuk is not extra to make a hakash. You need it for a different halacha. Dam Rabbi Yisrael b'chanina says kol kir she'imbay. Any kir, which was the faucet that they would use to wash their hands at kiddush adam reglayim, that doesn't have the amount of water that could hold a measurement kedei lekadosh arba kahanim menu, that four kahanim could wash their hands and feet from it, ein makachin bay, that you can't use for the kiddush adam reglayim. Shenema, like it says, and that's the pasuk that Rabbi Yonasan had brought, and therefore it's not extra for Hekesh, it's necessary to teach this halacha, that said, V'rachatzu mimenu Moshe v'Aharon, that Moshe and Aharon, who's two, will wash themselves, Uvanim and his sons, who are also two, for a total of four. Now, although it's referring to Moshe, but Moshe was considered like a Kayin, in the Shivas Yimei HaMaluim, the 7 days of which they were inaugurating the Mishkan, now although when he was then a Kayin, Aharon and his sons were not a Kayin, but that's what the pasuk coming to teach. You're right, they didn't all serve at the same time, but that's what mentions Moshe, Aaron, and the two sons to say that that's a number four, to say that the kir has to have the amount of four. Tana b'Amalan Abraisa. Kitzah mitzvah kiddush. Now elaborating on this halacha that we said that he has to have his hands and feet washed, if not he's mechal da'avayda. So how is this mitzvah done? Menich yoda hayemanis al gabi ragla hayemanis. He puts his right hand on his right foot. Ve'yoda hasmolas gabi ragla hasmolas, and puts his left hand on his left foot. U'mekadosh, and then he sanctifies his hands and his feet. And the reason why it has to be done like that is because you need to have to wash the hands and feet together as one, like the pasuk says, and therefore it has to be done like that. That you're getting it all at the same time. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says actually menich shtei yodav zu agav zu. You put the two hands one on the other, and then you put the two hands that are on each other on top of the 2 feet that are on each other, and that's how he sanctifies them all. Amrulay, they said to him, Hiflagasa, you're separating these words from the measurement of every person, because EF Shalaskin, it's not possible to do that and not fall down. How can you have two hands on the two hands and two on the 2 feet that are together? A person can't stand like that. So not the Gemara says Chapa Kamalei. So that's a good question they had to him. What would he say? So Amar Rav Yisuv, he says this halacha of Yisuv Yehuda is talking about the chaver misayay. It's talking about, you're right, he can't stand like that. But his friends, his colleagues are supporting him. They hold him up to make sure he doesn't fall. So the Gemara says my benayu. So what's between them? I mean, we know that what they're disagreeing about, but in what concept, in what precept are they disagreeing? Amar Baye, he says amida min hatzad, standing from the side, meaning like this, where without any support, that's ikabinayu, that's the difference between them, that according to Rabbanan, that's not going to be considered standing, because you can't stand by yourself. And we, as the Gemara is going to shortly show, need that the Kohen has to be standing when he's washing his hands. Whereas the other opinion holds that no, that's considered standing too, because ultimately he's standing, even though he's being supported. On that, Omer Rav Sama, Reid Rav Ashla Ravina says, but why? V'leisa mesav lekadosh, why can't he just sit and sanctify his hands and his feet? Then there's no problem for any approach. Amakron, that's what, because the pasuk says over there, Lisharis, says that he has to wash his hands when he's coming in, and the pasuk says, Oy begishtim el mezbech Lisharis, or when he comes to the altar to serve. Now, Vishiris ma'umeru. Now, serving has to be done standing, and we're comparing the Kiddush to Shiris, just like Shiris has to be standing, so the Kiddush of Daniel Glam has to be standing, therefore Amon agrees he has to be standing. Question is, however, if he has to be supported when he's standing, if that's considered amid or not, that was their machlekes. Continuing on these halachas, kiddush yada v'ragla b'yayim. If he sanctified his hands and his feet in the daytime, so ain't sarach l'kaddish b'layla. Then he doesn't have to sanctify them at nighttime, as long as if he didn't leave the temple and if he didn't wasn't masiach das, if he did not stop his consciousness from thinking about the service. Now, but let's say b'layla. Let's say he washed his hands and feet at nighttime. So we have machlekes. Sarach l'kaddish b'yayim divi Rebbe. Rebbe says then he has to go ahead and re-sanctify them in the daytime. As he continues his teaching, Shahayi Rabbi, because Rabbi said, Lina may elis be kiddush dam raglayim. Lina, something being left overnight, could affect the sanctification of the hands and feet. In other words, it will invalidate the kiddush. and Amud HaShachar, by the break of dawn, that's what makes lean, as the Gemara says later on, Perek HaMazbeach Mekadosh Nap Pezayin Menalf, where generally the halach of lean is for leftover karbanis that weren't consumed or weren't sacrificed. Same thing, says Rabbi, would apply to Kiddush Dem Raglayim. Once it hits Alois HaShachar, that invalidates the Kiddush Dem Raglayim. He has to do a new one. However, Reb Shimon, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, Ein Lina May Elis by Kiddush Dem Raglayim. No. Being left overnight does not affect the sanctification of one's hands and feet. And if he was Makadosh Balayla, he could continue doing the service in the daytime without re-sanctifying them. Tanya Dechulun, another Braisa. Same idea. If he was standing and sacrificing on the Mizbeach all night long, which is Pedarim, Meimbarim, there's certain things that have to be done during the night time, and he was doing it all night. As we said before, Rabbi's opinion is, when it reaches daybreak, the day the light comes, he has to re-sanctify his hands and his feet. Here too, Rabbi Shimon Naimi says, no. Since he already sanctified his hands and feet from the beginning of his service, when he started doing these avodas, he had already washed, and he didn't stop his consciousness from the avodah. Then even from now until 10 days later, as long as he's standing and doing the avodah, in the Tzarech Lekadosh, he does not have to re-sanctify them. Says the Gemara, we needed both of these brises. Why? The Ashmin Kamai said, we only said the first brise. Bahikam Rebbe would say, maybe on that brise, Rebbe would hold this halacha that you have to re-sanctify them, because the Pasuk Leim Avoid La Avoida, because he had stopped between one service and the other one. It's just that he wasn't Masiach Das. But the brise doesn't say over there that he was standing and sacrificing like it says in the second brise. So therefore, maybe I would tell you of Baha, but in the second brise, Dolei Pasuk Leim, where he didn't stop doing the Avoida, he's doing, and then it happens to be daybreak. Even Maidle Rebbe Lozab Shimon, maybe I would say that he would agree to the Shimon, that would not be possible. Therefore, he has to say it even in the second brisa, that even over there, you have to do a new Kiddush Dem Raglayim. And so to the reverse. V'yashmin b'ha, had we only said the second brisa, b'ha kam Rebbe Lozab Shimon, maybe over there he would say that you didn't stop working, that then you don't need to do Kiddush Dem Raglayim even for 10 days. B'ha, aim a Maidle Rebbe, but in the first brisa where he's not doing the Avodah, he worked the night time, he stopped. Now it's daybreak, maybe he would agree that then, like Rebbe said, you would need a new Kiddush Dem Raglayim. Therefore, we needed both brises. Now the Gemara explains their opinions. My time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe? He did Kiddush Dem Raglayim. Why, when it starts a new day, do you need to have a new Kiddush Dem Raglayim? Because the Pasuk says, we quoted before, the Pasuk says in Shemais that he has to wash his hands and feet when he comes in to the Mishkan, like the Pasuk says, Bevoim Elol Moed, Yechar Tzemayim, Belo Yimustan, and then they won't die. And the Pasuk continues, Oy Vigishtim El Mezbech, L'Sharis L'Akdil Hashem. Oh, when they're coming near to the altar to serve, to sacrifice the fire to Hashem. Now, it says, when he comes near, that means in the morning. Why? Because in the morning, it's a new gisha, it's a new coming near, because in the morning, they would make a new maracha, a new pyre. They would take away the old stuff from yesterday, and then they would do trumas adeshen. In the morning, they would make a new pyre, a new fire, so therefore, that's a new gisha, a new coming near, and therefore, it's begishtem. Begishtem mazbeach, you have to wash your hands. So they go on my time to Elizabeth Shem, what's the reason that he says that you don't need a new kiddush? Because the pasuk says, we quoted before, bevayam, when they come into the Mishkan. Now, this Kohen never went out. He was always in. And therefore, even for 10 days straight, he doesn't have to do a new Kiddush. Now, that is the Gemara. But so, Be'idach, so Rabbi, Namihok said Bevayim, it also says when he comes in. If this person was here from yesterday already, never left, never was Masiach Das, why does he do a new Kiddush in the morning? Says the Gemara, Iksev Begishtam, Beliksev Bevayim. You're right, Rabbi learns it out from Begishtam. The problem is, what does he do with Bevayim? Gishta means, okay, in the morning is a new Kisha, so you need to have a new Kiddush, but what does he do with Bevayim? He says, because had it not said Bevayim, Havamin al kol Gisha v'Gisha, I would have said that every single time, even two times in the same day, when new time he comes to Mizbech, he would require a new Kiddush. So Kasa Rahman Bevayim, that's what Terry says when he comes in. He comes in the morning, and also when there's a new Gisha the next day, then a new Kiddush, but not every single Gisha in the same day. Says the Gemara, and now Ve'idach, according to Elizabeth Shimon, Namihok said Begishtam. You're right, he's learning out from Bevayim when you come in, which is in the morning. And therefore, but when you come in, and if you never left, even for 10 days you don't need. But then what does he do with Begishtam, which sounds like a new Gisha, which is in the morning, like Rebbe had said? Says the Gemara, Ik said Bevayim, like said Begishtam. No, had it only said when you come in and not when you come near, Havamina fila bi rekonis. I would have said that even if he's coming in for no purpose, even not to do the service, that even then he would need Kiddush Dem Raglayim. That's why it says Begishtam, to say that, oh, only when he's coming in and he's doing the Avodah, but not every new Gisha. If you're here for 10 days, you don't have to do Kiddush Dem Raglayim. That is the Gemara, be Rekonis. How can you say that you would have thought, if it only said Bevayim, that even if he's coming for nothing, he would need to wash his hands? Hoksiv L'Shais, but the Pasuk says, to do the service. Obviously, you don't need for Kiddush Dam Reglayim if it's Abir Rekanis. So then what does Begishtam teach us? Well, rather says the Gemara, Begishtam Iboyle, no, he needs it to teach something else, like Rav Acher by Yaakov, which is brought in Masechtas Yuma. The Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov, it says, HaKol Moedim, everyone agrees, meaning, who are we talking about within that context? Remei and the Rabban have a Machlekes regarding those 10 Kiddushim we mentioned, that the Kohen Gadol immersed himself 5 times on Yom Kippur. So, there's required a Kiddush before and after every tefillah. Now, there's a machlokes exactly in regards to those Kiddush Dam Raglayim. The Rabbanan say, the way he would do it is, he would first sanctify his hands and feet, then take off his clothing, and then immerse in the mikveh. Ramei held that no, first he took off his clothing, washed his hands and feet, and then immersed himself in the mikveh. On that says Reb Acher bar Yaakov, that everyone agrees that B'Kiddush Sheni, the second sanctification, meaning that when he would be mekadosh dam raglayim after the immersion in the mikveh, kishu lav bish mekadosh, that when he was already wearing the garments, meaning that he would first change into his new garments and then be mekadosh dam raglayim, and he would not sanctify them when he was undressed. Why does everyone agree over there? Because I'm a crow, the pasuk says in Shemais, oy v'gishtam, or when they're coming near to do the avodah on mizbech, yirchatsu, they shall wash their hands and feet. What that teaches us is, Misha in the Mechusser, only someone who's not lacking after the Kiddush Dam Raglayim, El Legish Lovat, only coming near, that's the way you're Mekadosh Dam Raglayim. Yotzezeh, that would exclude this type of a case, Shemechusser Levisha Vigisha, that he would be lacking not just coming near, but after, if you said that he would do it undressed, he would be lacking another element before coming to do the Avodah, which would be to getting dressed. Therefore, that can't be. It has to have straight from Begishtam to Yerchatsu. Therefore, even there agreed, it would have to be where he was dressed. That's what the pasuk of Begishtam is coming to teach. Not like Rebbe said that every new Gisha, meaning which is every new morning. No, you could be there for 10 days and not have to wash your hands and feet. Begishtam is teaching that it has to go straight from the washing, straight to Avodah, and not requiring dress. One more halacha, which ended the pasuk in Shemais Lamed, pasuk Chav says, which is his parsha of washing the hands and feet, Kiddush Dam Raglayim from the Kir, Lahakter Isha. This that says by the Kiddush Dam Raglayim to sacrifice the fire, Lomali. Why does the pasuk have to tell this? Obviously, you need to have Kiddush because it's coming near to the Mizbech, which the pasuk already says, Oivagisham al Mizbech, Lasharis. So why is it lahakter ish l'Hashem to burn a fire for Hashem that requires Kiddush Dam Raglayim? So the Gemara continues to chof ma'alof. Ma'al detema, well, you say, hanamili, when did we say that you need to have washing the hands in the morning? That's avodah d'ma'ak v'kapara. That's a service that the validity of the avodah is contingent on, like the throwing of the blood or the kmitza of the flower offering. Avla avodah, but an act of service like burning the sacrificial parts called the emurim, d'loy ma'ak v'kapar, where if that's not done, it's not ma'ak of the atonement. Loy, I would say that actually you don't need to have kiddush. Kamash v'lam, that's what the pasuk is teaching by saying that even not just the avodah mizbeach l'as ma'akiv, but even just lahakter ish l'ashem, to burn anything in the fire, including the emurim, all those types of avodahs are required to have a kiddush of the raglayim in the shachris. And like we said, if one does not, and he does the avodah is going to be psulo, it's going to be mechal the avodah.